My wife is going to be so happy I'm finally telling this story on a microphone. So this doesn't really involve forgiveness. So at the beginning, you said it was like over it. So that's kind of the theme. So it may be hard to believe, but I've never really had a way with the ladies. Never had like the pickup lines or like, you know, been able to navigate hookup culture, and never had like a one night stand really, except for this one time. So I was living in New York. I was barely 21. This was 1990. And I lived in a cold water flat. This is important later. With three other guys. And I don't know if anybody's ever lived in a cold water flat. Totally sucks. You know, just taking showers, you're getting in there and just, okay, in and out, it's the worst. This will be important later. So living in a cold water flat, not great, but, you know, loving New York. Go out with some friends to a bar late night one Saturday. Basically get there, like, last call, and, you know, 2 a.m. or something like that. And across the room, I see this hot blonde, and she's looking at me, I think, like, really looking at me. And, just, and I'm like, I'm still not sure this is really happening. I've only seen this happen in like John Hughes movies, but it's happening, it's on. And she comes over and she's like immediately like pawing at me and like really into me, I think, you know. So I'm going with it and it's last call, so we're leaving, and it's all I can do to not have her just paw me in a back alley somewhere on the way back to my apartment. So we go back there. Fortunately, nobody's there at the time. And we get back there, and she wants to do it on the dining room table. And it's not my place, and I'm just like, this is weird. But soon after that, my roommate, the guy who actually owns the apartment, comes home. And I'm kind of like, okay, thank God at least for this. So he chats her up. They're talking for a while. And then finally, we go back to my room, and things start happening. It all goes down. And she, as soon as we get done, she goes, oh, and her name is Ruth from Hoboken. That's all I knew. So as soon as we get done, she leaps up and says, I'm sick of this sex object bullshit, and I am out of here. So at that moment, like, she went from being really into me to not being into me. And I was never really that into her, but whatever. But I forgive her. I forgave her. And I went and had a very long, cold shower.